king, O Jerusalem, comes to you. The coming king, some English Bibles say. The king, the one who is to come. Or how about this one? The Lord you are seeking will come. Are you the coming one? But what does each of those have next? Your king, Jerusalem, comes to you, meek and lowly, riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And he shall... I guess I need a hearing aid. He shall set the prisoners free. What is John asking Jesus? Am I going to get out of jail? He picks a phrase for Jesus that really wants to know, if you're the coming one, am I going to get out? Really? Try it with a Jew. He wants to know if Jesus is the Messiah, but he's asking Jesus, but if I don't know what comes next in those verses, I can't play the game. Or how about this one? The answer is the same, but it takes too long. Jesus coming through Jericho, walks along the wadi, past the huge palace of Herod, comes to New Testament Jericho, and there's a little man in a tree. They tell you it's this tree. That is a sycamore, but I don't think so. It's not quite that old. Anyway, my students like to get up there. Now, there's Zacchaeus. Zaki, you say in Hebrew. He's in the tree because he's little, but there's a piece behind the story that may contribute to it as well. This is a Sadducean resort town. This is a resort town for the priests, and Zacchaeus is an unclean sinner. He's a publican. He may not touch or be touched by those pure priests. So the reason he's in the tree and not sitting on the front row may have been that he couldn't touch anybody. He's an outsider. So Jesus walks by the tree and he says, "Hey, Zaki," which is what you'd say in Hebrew, Zakai, Zacchaeus. "Hey, Zacchaeus, come down. Today, God's salvation," which in Hebrew is Yahshua, which is Jesus' name, is coming to your house. For I came to seek and to save the lost." Where does that last line come from? Recognize it? See, I feel bad for you because I want you to be pumped when you leave here tonight. But I need to get across to you people that the way to become like Jesus is to be born again, to be filled with the Spirit. But you have to add to it. You have to know the book. He assumes you know the book. Listen to the book of Ezekiel. The priests, those same priests that may have put Zacchaeus in a tree, those same priests that put Zacchaeus in the tree, God says, "You shepherds," let me wait till this gets up here because I want to paraphrase it. "You shepherds of my sheep, you have scattered my flock. You have muddied the water so my sheep can't drink. You've trampled the grass so my sheep can't eat. You've sent the lambs out on the hillside to be ripped apart by wolves. I will destroy you, says the Lord. You priests," maybe those of you who put this man up in a tree, "I will destroy you, says the Lord," Ezekiel 34. "And I will become the shepherd, and I myself will seek my flock and save my flock." Rescue, I think the NIV says. It's several times in that passage, but it's the word save. What did Jesus just say? Who does he blast? The priests. You're the reason this man is in the tree.